Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and this is the next part of the Entrepreneur A to Z series. And the word for today in our C category is customer canvas or customer profile. And what this is taking the time to do some analysis and strategically thinking about who your customer is. And you will be surprised. Your first inclination or your first ideal or image of your customer isn't always the real customer. And sometimes you have to rethink it and adjust your approach and everything about your approach once you get a better understanding of who your target market is. The things that you think are so obvious are the things that will cause you the most mistakes, will cause you setbacks, or will cause you not to hit your goal as fast as you would like, because you go in it thinking, I already know. And I have a great story around this, because I wrote two books that had little brown characters on it, and they were children's books, and so they're meant for little kids. But the reality is, even though that's who I'm writing my product for, it's not the kids that have the money to spend to buy the books. It's the adults around them. And the obvious thing is to think, oh, it's the parents. So you then go forward targeting the parents, trying to figure out where the parents are going to be and trying to get money from the parents. Well, stand in line, because the reality is new parents, they're spending their money on the necessities. Things like books are a luxury sometimes to new parents. And so who's buying those things? That would be the grandparents. That would be the aunts, the uncles, the godparents. So I had to find where they were and when they were ready to spend, around what events. Of course, it's birthdays and, gender reveal parties or the actual baby showers. That's when they're ready to dig deep and to get not just the necessities, but some of the extras. And although books should never be a luxury, it's nice when you have family and friends who will fill in the gaps beyond just the necessities and will buy those cute little things, those things that really resonate with them. And that's one of the things. When people flip through my books, grandparents, and they see that grandparent character in my books, they right away react to it. even down to the two characters in my books. One is Sarah, after my mother, and Preston, my father. And I remember thinking Sarah and Preston, especially Preston, sounded like a older person's name. At the time, I didn't know of a lot of Prestons. I only knew of my dad and my grandfather, and because it was a family name. And so at first I thought, well, a lot of little kids aren't going to know how to pronounce Preston or won't recognize Preston. It might be a little bit harder for kids who are reading the book. But the reality, again, is that a lot of stories came from the grandparents and the godparents and the aunts and uncles. When they saw the name Preston, it resonated with them. And so did Sarah as well. So again, expanding my thought process around who my target market was, I changed the different expos and the different events and the vendor table where I would set up my vendor table based on better understanding my target market. And what time of year? What was a big time of year to do that? And I'll give you a prime example. One of my strategies was to get the book in hospital gift shops. Because again, babies being born, the family and friends shopping for a quick gift. They see something that catches their eye. They're in that moment of euphoria and the newness. And you've got a great opportunity right there to get to your target market. So this is a type of real life example. And there's a great tool that crosses over from what I do in corporate America. We often did customer canvases for our different software projects. And there are templates, and you can go and you can Google, just put customer canvas templates, or another way to find them too is value proposition canvas. That's one of my favorite, and you'll see it on our podcast page. There'll be a picture of a value proposition canvas. And that ultimately, it has a square on one side, has a circle on the other. The square being you, the business, and it's broken down in three quadrants. And then it's really kind of targeting. Once I understand the circle being the customer, once I understand the customer, then I target everything about my product toward meeting the customer's need. And so helping to understand what is the customer either trying to gain or what pain the customer feels that we're trying to alleviate or to lessen that pain, and or what job are they trying to get done. So understanding, and that understanding comes through interviewing. And one of the things you have to do is make sure you step outside of your immediate friends and family. Because sometimes what you're doing is getting reinforcement of things that you have already in common about your experience and how you see things. And they're always there to reinforce. They're friends, they're family. They're going to reinforce and support you sometimes to a fault. Whereas just talking to honest people, not even letting them know your intentions, but understanding, you know, what kind of gifts do you buy? When's the last time you bought a book or a children's book? Do you do any shopping for children's book? What were some of the ones that you bought? What was your thought process for selecting that book? That's going to tell you what was it that they were trying to gain? What job were they trying to get done? What pain were they trying to alleviate? For example, there is a very specific market for kids' books for helping kids get through divorce. That's a very real need, a very real concern. That is either a pain or something that they're, the person who's buying it is trying to achieve, a problem that they're trying to solve. It may be the introduction of a new brother or sister. A lot of books are there to achieve building up self-esteem and confidence. So again, understanding what are the popular pain points. And let's say no one in my immediate circle or family would have suggested write a book about, let's say, divorce. But talking to others, talking to a broader market, expanding who I talk to, who I interview, even hanging out at a bookstore and just observing people, so important. And that was one of the most valuable experiences when I went to vendor shows, sitting, and as people came to my table, whether they bought or not, I often got nuggets of truth. Whenever I left an event, I always was so energized and would run back. And that night, I know, would be a late night because it would trigger something in me from a creative perspective based on interacting with my true customer. And out of those conversations, out of understanding their gains, their pains, the job that they're trying to do, is my job to come up with things that help create whatever they need for that gain, or pain relievers, and those then folded back into my products and my services. COVID created a lot of pain and at the same time, a lot of opportunity. I created a lot of pain relievers for parents who were teaching at home. Summertime is coming up, and that's a big transition period where kids, they got their final report card, and either parents want to make sure they retain what they learned last year, or that they're prepared or get ahead for the new year, for their next grade. And so I want to be their go-to person, the person that they think of, that my products and services offered pain relief or provided gain creators during COVID, and that we can repeat that and provide the same things during the summer as they go from one grade to the next. And to ultimately, the brand, our name, is associated with that specific niche market for our target market. So do a little research on customer canvas templates, on value proposition canvases, and I'd love to hear what you discover out of all of that. Hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with Espresso Books Bookstore, here in Atlanta at the Cobb Galleria, but also online at espressokids.com. Thank you for listening.